tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
So when you stand and deliver that State of the Union address, in no part of your mind or brain can you imagine Donald Trump standing up one day and delivering a State of the Union address?
Well, I can imagine it in a Saturday night skit.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
He will never be president of the United States.
And we better be ready for the fact that he might be leading the Republican ticket next.
I know you don't believe that, but I want to go on.
Sorry, Lance.
Okay, here we are. And which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
So, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on, buddy. All, let's say, cow poo-poo aside, there is zero chance we'll be seeing you being sworn in on the Capitol steps with your hand on a giant golden Bible.
I'll make a prediction, though, for you. And I don't really get into predictions much, but this one I'll go way out on a limb. Donald Trump will never, ever be president of the United States. That Trump should not be in this race. He's an absurdity. He is a travesty.
Donald Trump will never be elected president of the United States.
Donald Trump is a here today, gone tomorrow candidate for president of the United States. Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Ever respectful of the fact that the people have not voted, he's not going to be president of the United States.
Let's be clear. Donald Trump will lose the election.
I mean, he had a really good chance to be different and really have a chance to change things, but he doesn't do the work. He's lazy.
We talk about him every day, and we all continuously bash him.
He's not going to be the president. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
And we're coming to a point where if you're Hillary Clinton, you're honestly probably starting to think about not just whether you will win, but how big your win will be. And then you say that Donald Trump has the best day in the entire world, completely outperforms expectations, and he wins all of the toss-up states. He wins all five of those states, plus that electoral college vote in Maine that he's after. If he wins all of the toss-ups, which would be insane because nobody wins all of the toss-up states, even if Donald Trump did win all of the toss-up states, he would still lose.
It'd be a wake-up call to the Republican Party. Despite Boris thinking that Donald Trump could win New York, like this, the presidential race is over.
Could I just cut through? I have one thing to say, one thing only. And that is that this race is over. Tomorrow morning, the money will dry up. The Republicans will start to hide. Trump has no place to go. This race, effectively, as of tonight, is no longer a presidential race. Everything I know about presidential politics, and I've been through five of them, I've never seen one like this. This race is over. You might as well accept it. And the question now is, how do you minimize damage? And the only way you can do that, it seems to me, is to try to grab hold of some old conservative value things and do what Mondale did in 84, which is try to save a few people down ballot. But as far as Donald Trump's concerned, it will never, ever, ever happen.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! @RealDonaldTrump. Well, @RealDonaldTrump.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says, political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
If I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much.
Welcome to the American Journal, folks. I'm your host today, Chase Geyser. Filling in for the great Harrison Smith. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. I think it was the first song that I ever actually knew the lyrics to. I was listening to it on the way over to the studio this morning, and I was thinking of the famous incident where Jim Morrison of The Doors was going to perform with The Doors on The Ed Sullivan Show, and The Ed Sullivan Show had a problem with the lyric, "Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher," because they felt that it was a reference to using drugs to get high. And of course, The Ed Sullivan Show, much like our programs here on InfoWars, is a family-friendly show. But Ed Sullivan was mistaken, because I think that the song is actually about Turbo Force Plus from InfoWars Life. Girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. I said yesterday that the Turbo Force Plus lit me up like a Christmas tree, and it really is absolutely amazing. Make sure you guys check out InfoWarsStore.com and take a look at the new, more advanced formula for optimum focus and energy. Now available at 25% off. Good morning. I am excited to be here. There is so much going on. As always, the world is falling apart, yet somehow you Info Warriors still manage to hold it together. I'm going to talk a little bit about AI today and some of these other sort of flashing stories. I want to play a clip of Elon Musk discussing the history of OpenAI, which of course he was involved in its founding years ago, and left in, I wouldn't say a scandal, but somewhat of a controversy. And he's certainly expressed his differences with OpenAI, which of course is the company that was formerly a nonprofit, now is privatized and for-profit, responsible for ChatGPT and the artificial intelligence technology that seems to be flying quickly into the hands of all people everywhere. So let's go ahead and play clip 5.
Mark my words, AI is far more dangerous than nukes.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile. I tried for years.
I'm really quite close to, I'm very close to the cutting edge in AI, and it scares the hell out of me. It's capable of vastly more than almost anyone knows. And the rate of improvement is exponential.
It feels like we are the biological bootloader for AI, effectively. We are building it. And then we're building progressively greater intelligence. And the percentage of intelligence that is not human is increasing. And eventually, we will represent a very small percentage of intelligence.
Freedom consists of the distribution of power and despotism in its concentration. And so I think it's important, if we have this incredible power of AI, that it not be concentrated in the hands of a few and potentially lead to a world that we don't want. All of us already are cyborgs. So you have a machine extension of yourself in the form of your phone and your computer and all your applications. You are already superhuman. But by far, you have more power, more capability than the President of the United States had, you know, 30 years ago. So everyone is already superhuman.
We're rapidly headed towards digital superintelligence that far exceeds any human. I think it's very obvious.
There's Elon Musk over the years talking about the risks associated with artificial intelligence and the threat that it is when framed as a weapon of mass destruction. And, you know, the fascinating thing about that video, I was putting that together last night preparing for the show today. 90% of that video was made by artificial intelligence. Those scenes were rendered by artificial intelligence responding to prompts that I put in. And it's just amazing what this technology is going to allow us to do. I'm really excited for the new movie Oppenheimer that's coming out with Cillian Murphy playing Oppenheimer. And of course, he famously quoted the Bhagavad Gita when he saw the first atomic bomb explode during the Manhattan Project. He said, "I am become death, destroyer of worlds." And I don't think that we ever thought there would be a weapon as powerful as nuclear weapons. When the first bombs went off during the testing, when Hiroshima and Nagasaki were attacked, the whole world took a step back and was like, "Whoa, okay, we better be careful." But here we are, less than 100 years later, and we have this technology which seems so harmless because it doesn't explode, it doesn't murder, it doesn't take lives, and those among us who spend our time in the real world often have a hard time conceiving of how artificial intelligence could have a real world impact, since, you know, we've been familiarized with things like viruses and things like that, and hacking and phishing techniques and identity theft. These are the threats that we've seen associated with the internet. These are the threats that we've seen associated with the digital world. But really, the power of this tool is so astounding because it's not just a matter, folks, of making cool videos and having cool prompts and cool text. This is an intelligence that, following the commands of anyone, can create any code, any program, can accomplish any goal in fractions of the time. And in a lot of ways, I think it's going to help the world. And I'm not an advocate of slowing it down or stopping it or fighting against it, because I'm a firm believer that technology is going to advance no matter what you do. And it's futile to resist the advancement. But you do have to prepare to adapt. We talked a little bit yesterday about adapting to this new wave. Because imagine what the wrong person or the wrong people could do with technology like this. I actually want to show a clip right now, just to pivot, and I'll tie it in, of Elizabeth Holmes, famous founder of the biomed company, clip 4, and then we'll go into the updates about what is going on with her sentencing. Go ahead.
People don't even know that they have a basic human right to be able to get access to information about themselves and their own bodies that can change their lives. Every person should have the ability to get that type of test, because if you understand that early that you're at risk, there's a lot more that you can do about it. And we'd like to see a world in which every person gets access to this type of basic testing. And the types of tests that are done are ones that provide insight into the onset of disease in time to do something about it.
I'm not sure if you are familiar with Elizabeth Holmes, but she is an example of the wrong kind of person with the wrong kind of resources and power, famous for starting a company that could allegedly or supposedly do all sorts of blood tests with just the prick of a finger. There was a documentary made about her on HBO called The Inventor, I believe. And basically, the machine that she made didn't work at all, and she lied about the results of it. And she got the machine placed in, I think, several, like, Walgreens. They had a partnership with Walgreens all over the United States. And people were going in to get tested for things like syphilis or hepatitis or HIV, and they were getting results back for these tests that were giving them false negatives. And the whole time she knew the machine didn't work, the company knew the machines didn't work, and they were covering up because they were trying to get it fixed, and they had billions and millions of dollars in investors. She's famous for being the first self-made female billionaire. At the age of 31, I believe she was worth over $1 billion. And these are the kinds of people that, given the wrong resources and given the wrong tools, can be a major threat. It's one thing to lie about the efficacy of a product or a service, but it's another thing to lie about the efficacy of a service that is telling people whether or not they're dying of a terminal illness. Stick with us, folks. We'll be back after this break with more. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com, and we will be taking calls in the second hour.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth, and they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal, folks. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Speaking of being a gangster, I got a bill from the IRS a couple of weeks ago, $106,000. They think that I owe them $106,000. I don't know what I'm going to do. These people. It's asinine what they can do, the amount of money that they can steal from you and then just give to Nazis. I want to cover a little bit what is going on in the news, sort of quietly behind the scenes as far as China is concerned. This new article from unheard.com, what China's rare earth metal ban means for the West. China is threatening an export ban on rare earth metals in response to Washington's recent decision to impose restrictions on exports of high-end semiconductors to Beijing. It's not the first time that China has mooted such a ban, with rumors circulating since at least 2019, as well as formal threats in 2021. Couple of things going on here. One of the things that's actually encouraging to me about hearing this report is if China is advocating a ban on rare earth metal exports because the United States is sanctioning against them regarding their supply of semiconductors from Taiwan, that sort of implies to me that they're not actually planning on invading Taiwan soon. Because why would they care at all about their semiconductor supply being cut off from Taiwan if they were about ready to occupy it? So the fact that China is leveraging this sort of demand or need that the United States has for their rare earth metals is actually encouraging to me. It's no surprise, and of course it's a result of the incompetency of the leadership in our government, particularly the executive branch, but I think it's indicative that they're not planning on occupying Taiwan anytime in the next 24 months. If such a ban came into effect, it could, in theory at least, be quite damaging. Rare earth metals are needed to produce the magnets that are used in everything from wind turbines to hard disk drives to electric vehicles. Everything from a smartphone to a Tesla has a substantial need for these elements, while U.S. military technology is also dependent on them, with the F-35 fighter jet requiring 417 kilograms of rare earth metals. I remember when Ron Paul was running in 2012, I believe, yep, 2012, and in the debates, they were always trying to corner him, right? They were always trying to say, oh, you're a libertarian, so you think heroin should be legal. And they would always try to just point out that one aspect of libertarianism and just kind of put him in the corner as the heroin guy. And then he would talk about how it was devastating to the national security of the United States that the United States installed the Shah, and how those sorts of behaviors of interventionism in the Middle East ultimately catalyzed the attack on 9/11 and the endless wars that we seemed to engage in the Middle East. And I think things like this story about China being able to leverage its supply of rare earth metals against the United States in response to our policies regarding Taiwan is an example of why the non-interventionist or isolationist criticisms of Ron Paul weren't actually solid criticisms. There was a time in this country, there was a time in the United States when we had our own manufacturing, when we were fairly self-sufficient. After we were attacked at Pearl Harbor in 1941, we quickly ramped up manufacturing like crazy to prepare for the war. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Ford versus Ferrari, but there's a great scene where they're at the Ford headquarters and they're discussing just how much of the planes, the fighter planes that were used in World War II were manufactured right there at the Ford factories. And I'm not positive about this, but I think that the Ford Mustang, the car, is actually named after an airplane that was called the Mustang that was made by Ford, but I could be wrong about that. You World War II buffs would be able to correct me or fill me in more on that next hour when you call in. But if we didn't establish a situation in which we were so dependent on China, so dependent on foreign entities for all of our supplies, and I'm not just talking about rare earth metals and toothbrushes, even our pharmaceuticals are totally created overseas and sent over here. If we didn't have this situation, then we wouldn't be vulnerable to things like this. Since we are so intertwined with China, which is the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, since we have allowed ourselves to be so intertwined with them, that means that we have to make decisions and live our lives and have our policies with the CCP in mind. They have a say. They have a vote. They have the leverage to really influence the way that we live as Americans. And I think this is really the crux of the difference between globalism versus nationalism versus populism. Should our leaders respond to the wants and needs of their constituents, or should our leaders respond to the wants and needs of the international community? Because now, since we're so intertwined with these other nations, our leaders make decisions based on their needs and their wants constantly, every day. Thousands of laws passed every single session. And there seems to be little to no regard at all for the wants and needs of the American people, their constituents, those who they are supposed to put first. I think this is why, in effect, I think this is why the America First movement was such a powerful movement. And my hope, as I've said a number of times on this show, is that the America First movement is not dependent on Trump for its lifeblood, because one day Trump's going to retire, he's going to be gone, and America is still going to need populism. And don't be fooled, America First is populist. It is populism. It is saying we as America have made the decision to put our people and the needs of our country before the political favors among the globalists in the international community. And frankly, until we become independent, whether it's our resources, our economy, our currency, our manufacturing, whatever we need, until we become independent of other nations, the American people and their interests are always going to be compromised to some extent. This is the fundamental argument against globalism. And I'm a free trade guy. I'm a libertarian, sort of. Definitely a capitalist. Definitely believe in freedom. So I'm all for trade with other nations. But to put ourselves in a position where we're not able to get insulin, for example, or other important pharmaceuticals without the permission of the CCP to agree to export it, seems to me to be an incredible error in terms of our national security and the interests of the American people. Make sure you stick with us. We are going to be going into some more of these great stories in the next segment. Make sure you check out the Turbo Force Plus from InfoWars Life, now 25% off. With more power, more strength, and more energy, you will love the Turbo Force Plus. I used it a couple of days ago. I'm probably going to use some later this morning. It is all the difference in the world for those of us who need the energy to get through the day.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell
the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. We're taking a look around to see which way the wind blows. Crazy, crazy stories coming in. New story from the Washington Post. I'm going to dive into this story a little bit and then talk a little bit about what Glenn Greenwald and Elon Musk had to say about it on Twitter. I think it's absolutely fascinating. Leaker of U.S. secret documents worked on military base, friend says. Subtitle, the Discord leaks, the online group that received hundreds of pages of classified material included foreigners, members tell the Post. This is an article written by Shane Harris and Samuel Oakford just the other day, late last night. The man behind a massive leak of U.S. government secrets that has exposed spying on allies revealed the grim prospects for Ukraine's war with Russia and ignited diplomatic fires for the White House. Is a young, charismatic gun enthusiast. I always have to put in gun enthusiast, right? Like, oh, and this trader also liked guns. So if you like guns, you're a trader. Therefore, we should take it. They're literally turning an article about leaked documents into a gun reform article. Just with that one little subtle thing. This is just screams propaganda. Anyway, charismatic gun enthusiast who shared highly classified documents with a group of far-flung acquaintances searching for companionship among the isolation of the pandemic. Okay, so apparently this guy was a gamer, as I understand it. And they're saying because he was hanging out in a Discord group and playing games with friends that he had never met in person, that this was a behavior that was as a result of the isolation of the pandemic. So there are already, just in the first paragraph, an article about these leaked documents frames this guy as someone who is psychologically isolated, suffering from the pandemic, implies mental health issues. Of course, this all in the context of the recent shootings that have been going on. And suggests the implication here is that this gun enthusiast with mental health issues is doing rash things. What else might he do? Right? They're literally likening him to a mass shooter, even though nothing that he did had anything to do with mass shootings. At least not as much to do with mass shootings as the radical funding of Nazis in Ukraine. United by their mutual love of guns, military gear, and God. Okay, now they're attacking him for his religion. The group of roughly two dozen, mostly men and boys, formed an invitation-only clubhouse in 2020 on Discord, an online platform popular with gamers. They paid little attention last year when the man, some call OG, damn, it feels good to be a gangster, posted a message laden with strange acronyms and jargon. The words were unfamiliar and few people read the long note, one of the members explained, but he revered OG, the elder leader of their tiny tribe, who claimed to know secrets that the government withheld from ordinary people. Now, this article goes on to basically traduce the good name of this guy. And, you know, I'm certain that what he did was against the law. So I don't want to condone breaking the law or leaking documents that could potentially risk the lives of innocent people. But I think that those claims regarding these leaks are in large exaggerated. The article goes on to say, what do the leaked documents reveal about Ukraine? The documents reveal profound concerns about the war's trajectory and Kyiv's capacity to wage a successful offensive against Russian forces. According to a Defense Intelligence Agency assessment, among the leaked documents, quote, negotiations to end the conflict are unlikely during 2023. Now, there's been disputes as to the accuracy of some of the numbers on the documents. Some claims have been made that the documents were altered after they were leaked. Originally, the leaked documents showed that Ukraine had suffered far more casualties than Russia, and my understanding is that the intelligence community is coming out and saying that those numbers were altered post facto, and that, in fact, the Russians have suffered far more casualties than the Ukrainians. And frankly, it's hard to know what to believe at this point. We know that our intelligence community has lied about virtually everything regarding any war since 1945, seems to me. So I'm inclined to think, regardless of what the actual numbers of casualties are, that Russia is obviously winning this war. Even if they're sustaining 4-1 casualties, 7-1 casualties, 10-1 casualties, that's what the Russians do. They throw bodies at wars. They win by sheer will. And in societies where the opinions or thoughts or feelings of the people don't matter because the leaders are not accountable to their people, then things like casualties and body counts are much less important. We as Americans, we always put things in the context of how things work in America. We had a caller the other day, and I love all the callers, especially the ones that I disagree with, actually, and appreciate how kind everyone is and interesting everyone is. But a caller the other day was talking about, you know, how starvation could be a mass problem for China because they depend on the United States for their food supply, right? We produce a ton of food. We produce enough food in the United States to feed the United States and much of the rest of the world via our exports. It's one of the last things that we actually do here, and we do it well. But do you think that the CCP or that the Kremlin cares about whether its people starve? I mean, we saw with the Great Leap Forward between 1958 and 1962 that upwards of 100 million people starved to death, and the government didn't even flinch. And despite the fact that everyone in China knows or is related to someone who died during the Great Leap Forward, there's still a cult of personality around the leadership of the time. They still love the leadership and the party of the time. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's some animosity for communism within China, but they are silent. And the reason they're silent about their animosity is because they know that there's a good chance that their neighbor is part of the cult of personality associated with the communist leaders of their nation. So to say that, oh, Russia must really be feeling the pressure because it's experiencing mass casualties in this conflict is, I think, a misunderstanding of the priorities of the Russian leadership. And I get accused all the time on Twitter of being a shill for Putin or a Kremlin hack or a Russian propagandist because I'm anti-Ukraine, really anti-Nazi. But I am well aware that it is an unjust system in Russia that these people are, they're killers. There's a famous clip of Trump in an interview being asked about Putin. You know, is he a killer? Well, yeah, a lot of killers out there, a lot of killers out there. So there aren't any good guys in this conflict. Unfortunately, we're just sinking our money into it. But the interesting thing about this article is that it shows a motif of how the Washington Post is seemingly operating on behalf of the intelligence community. And this is not something that's only true of the Washington Post. We've only got about a minute left in this segment, so I'm going to get more into the details of the point that I'm trying to make in the next segment. But we have several pages here which start off right off the bat here in this Washington Post article, basically setting up whoever this leaker is as a mentally ill right-wing extremist, gun enthusiast, radical evangelical Christian who is unhinged and leaking documents that harm his country. I mean, this is a hit piece on this guy, which I'm almost certain they haven't actually interacted with. I mean, the fact that the first thing they say is that he's a gun enthusiast. What the hell does being a gun enthusiast have to do with the fact that he leaked Pentagon documents about the status of the war in Ukraine? So stick with us, folks. We'll be back to go into more about the history of the Washington Post and how it has worked on behalf of the deep state to undermine the integrity of any critics of the crimes of America. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and stick with us. We'll be right back.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, but because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist. And I've got their number and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal, folks. Last segment, we were talking a lot about the Washington Post's recent article from last night, where it basically just threw the Pentagon leaker under the bus. And during the break before that segment, I noticed this thread from the great Glenn Greenwald, which Elon Musk responded to. Glenn Greenwald on Twitter writes that the Democracy Dies in Darkness Wash Post now does the job of the U.S. security state by hunting down its leakers and doing everything to expose their identity. It really says everything about the real function and ideology of these media corporations. In the second tweet, Glenn says, recall that the Washington Post did the same thing with Edward Snowden. They gleefully used part of the archive he obtained, published those docs, praised themselves for the Pulitzer they co-won, and then demanded he be imprisoned and never pardoned. Elon Musk replies there at the top, that's messed up. And I've actually got this article here on the desk from September 17th of 2016. And it's an opinion piece by the editorial board. So it's not like somebody just wrote it in. I mean, this is published by the editorial board. It says, no pardon for Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden, the former National Security Agency contractor who blew the cover off the federal government's electronic surveillance programs 3 years ago, has his admirers. After the inevitably celebratory Oliver Stone film about him appears this weekend, he may have more. Whether Mr. Stone deserves a presidential pardon, as human rights organizations are demanding in a new national campaign timed to coincide with the film, is a complicated question. However, to which President Obama's answer should continue to be no. I remember when the Edward Snowden story broke. And the most amazing thing about it is that it seems like virtually nothing was done. I know that a lot of the Patriot Act has since expired. Much of it has not been renewed. I have no doubt that the government is still doing all of the same things that it has been doing in terms of spying on the American people, but it's no longer necessarily authorized in all the same facets that it was by the Patriot Act. But it's becoming more and more obvious that it doesn't really matter what's legal. I was thinking about this the other day. We had a caller call in and say that we need to get back to the Constitution, that sort of thing. And it reminded me of an episode in season one of Game of Thrones when Eddard Stark limps up to the throne and presents Joffrey and his mother with a signed document from the formerly living king stating that he was to operate the kingdom and be sort of the stand-in king until Joffrey came of age. And famously, the king's mother, the little boy's mother, takes the piece of paper, reads it, tears it in half, and says, "This is what you came to me with, a piece of paper." And that's just what the Constitution is to our government. The leftists in power, whether they're in Congress, whether they're in the Senate, whether they're in the White House, or whether they're bureaucrats within the intelligence community or the deep state, the Constitution means nothing to them. To them, it is just a piece of paper. So if we want the rule of law, and if we want our rights to be protected by our government, we're going to have to come to the table with more than just a piece of paper. Otherwise, we may wind up in the same position as Eddard Stark in Game of Thrones, on our knees, frantically looking at the mob, waiting for our head to be cut off. And the fascinating thing about this to me is the whole purpose of freedom of the press and the First Amendment is so that the press, so that journalists, the media, can print criticisms or print the truth about our leaders without fear of recourse from our leaders. These laws, these rights were established and protected at such a time when speaking out against the king or writing against the king or publishing the truth about a scandal regarding the wrong person could result in the imprisonment or the tarring and feathering of someone. And so our founders had the wisdom to say, look, we need to protect the press from the leadership because they play an important role in holding governments accountable for their actions, for their corruption. And never in their wildest dreams did the founders think that the press could then be weaponized against the people. And I think this has come as an outcome of World War II when we really established the infrastructure as a nation to create propaganda. It wasn't the Nazis only that created propaganda. I mean, everyone's seen a picture of Rosie the Riveter. And we know that the military-industrial complex kept humming along and growing after World War II, throughout Vietnam, throughout the Cold War, and it's not as if these institutions just sort of retired when the war was won. They expanded. In large, I think they caused the Cold War. We know that with things like the Red Scare, there was all sorts of infiltration in news organizations and entertainment organizations seeking out communists. At first, I think the intelligence community really was trying to root out communism. Now, of course, I think it is sort of communist, at least fascist. Opposites yet intimately similar. And we're in a place where we know that the social media outlets have been infiltrated. These companies, these social media platforms, are only 10, 15 years old, really 10 years old if you count the time that they went public. So if the intelligence community was able to infiltrate Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram in such short order and so deeply and so swiftly, you think that they don't have operatives in the Washington Post or at the New York Times or at the Wall Street Journal? So when I see articles like this, basically propaganda pieces against this most recent Pentagon leaker and hit pieces on Edward Snowden saying that he should not be pardoned, it's as if it's written by the state. There's no such thing as a private press anymore. It's a private political press. It's technically a private business, but it's been so infiltrated and manipulated and warped by the intelligence community. And I don't really know how they even did it. I guess it was, hey, we'll give you information first if you spin it this way, that sort of thing. Maybe they just sort of leveraged and wheeled and dealed like something from House of Cards. in order to get the stories that they want. But if you look at the consistencies in the language that's used across all of these seemingly disconnected platforms, whether it's newspapers, whether it's news media outlets on television or the radio, then it becomes very clear that there's really sort of one puppet master pulling all these different strings, and that these outlets are really just working for the government. Before we go to the break in 2 minutes, I do want to play one more clip that pertains to this. I want to play clip number one of Musk on publicly funded news outlets.
I know the BBC, for example, is not thrilled about being labeled state-affiliated media. So our goal is simply to to be as truthful and accurate as possible. So I think we're adjusting the label to be publicly funded, which I think is perhaps not too objectionable. We're trying to be accurate.
I'm not the BBC, but publicly funded is how the BBC describes it.
Okay, so that would be accurate. Itself. That's if we use the same words that the BBC uses to describe itself, right, that presumably would be okay. I'm not asking you for a yes or no, since you're not running BBC per se. It seems to pass a reasonability test.
So you're going to change those labels on the BBC Twitter feed?
Publicly funded.
So all of this in the context of what we've seen with the Washington Post with these two articles, right? The one that came out last night, the one that came out in September of 2016. Basically the same article using the same methods, attacking two people for doing the same thing, which is revealing the truth and the lies that our intelligence community and government is telling us. In the context of that, we see that Elon Musk on Twitter is now accurately labeling news outlets as government-affiliated media if they're publicly funded. He did it with NPR last week. He did it with PBS yesterday, who hasn't tweeted since it's happened. So we'll get more into this in the next segment. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. I will be taking calls in the next hour. And visit InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself something good.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforce Plus is great. Rainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Welcome back to the American Journal, folks. We will be taking calls this hour, so make sure you call in and get in line, 877-789-2539. I want to know what you think about these Pentagon leaks. I want to know what you think about Elon Musk in general. I know he's sort of a controversial figure. What you think about artificial intelligence and more. In the last segment, we were talking a lot about how the state has infiltrated all of the major media outlets and the social media platforms. and how it's becoming more and more obvious that, in large, these platforms publish their content and push the narrative on behalf of the state. Some of this content is so brazenly propaganda that it seems as if it was written directly by the state and simply reworded by the journalists who publish it. We know the Washington Post came out against Snowden in 2016. It's coming out against this Pentagon leaker now. And we showed a clip of Elon Musk basically talking with the BBC and sharing how these publicly funded media outlets are no longer going to get away with portraying themselves on Twitter as unbiased media platforms. I want to show clip number 3 of Musk destroying the BBC misinformation criticism. Go ahead and play clip 3 and then we'll touch base.
Amazing. You've changed the COVID misinformation.
Has BBC changed this COVID misinformation?
The BBC does not set the rules on Twitter, so I'm asking you.
No, I'm talking about the BBC's misinformation about COVID.
I'm literally asking you about, you changed the labels, the COVID misinformation labels. There used to be a policy, and then it disappeared. Why do that?
Well, COVID is no longer an issue. Does the BBC hold itself at all responsible for misinformation regarding masking and side effects of vaccinations? And not reporting on that at all? And what about the fact that the BBC was put under pressure by the British government to change its editorial policy? Are you aware of that?
This is not an interview about the BBC.
Oh, so. You thought it wasn't?
I'm a huge fan of Steve Bannon. I think he's absolutely right about the importance of populism and many of the other major themes and points that he makes. The one thing I get hung up on with Steve is his criticism of Elon Musk. And it's quite possible that Steve Bannon knows much more about this issue than I do. And I would love to have the opportunity to speak with him about it. I did have him on my podcast once, and hopefully if I interact with him again, we can really dive into this. But he's very critical of Elon Musk, seemingly because I think he believes that Elon Musk is sort of wrapped up with the CCP. Everything I see from Musk himself, actions and words, resonates with me as good and right. I mean, we spent the first hour talking about AI, and I showed you a clip of Elon Musk for years talking about the dangers of AI. And if you actually look into the background, and maybe we can get into it in the third hour, of how Elon Musk was involved with OpenAI and why he left and his concerns about it, you might warm up to him. And he purchases Twitter and basically uncensors almost everyone except Alex Jones, which was shameful that he didn't uncensor Alex Jones. But 99% of the people who were deplatformed got their accounts back. Now he's accurately going out and labeling entities like the PBS or NPR as U.S. government affiliated media. And everyone on the left absolutely hates him, which is basically the number one sign that you're a good dude. I mean, it's the main reason I'm voting for Donald Trump is because of the people who hate him. And so I think that we're in a position here where this guy is actually legit. I want to hear what you think. Call 877-789-2539. After this break, I'm going to be taking calls. We got a few in line here. I want to see more. I want to see these phones blow up. 877-789-2539. Let me know what you think about all this that we've been covering this morning. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas.
It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited issue shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. We'll be taking calls the rest of the hour, maybe even into the third hour. First, I want to hear from Clayton in Kansas. Clayton, how are you today, sir?
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this Washington Post piece.
Yeah.
And give it a bit of an analysis here. I've lived in this world. I've dealt with top secret documents. I used to work for the Navy, and I've walked onto warships and submarines thousands of times.
Thank you for your service.
But I'm retired now. I was a civilian for most of it. And so I'm looking at this piece, though. I'd like to figure out who is this that leaked these documents. As I'm reading down this article here, mid-20s gamer has access to the same documents that the Joint Chiefs have access to. But they're saying there's only a few thousand people that have the clearances to see this kind of thing. I think that number is even smaller, personally. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. having lived, in that world. And so, but this kid posted out 300 documents. This is a huge breach, and this is why the Department of Defense, Pentagon, all of them are freaking out, because of the extent of how high these documents are. Because, you've got TSSCI, you got no foreign involved, and I've dealt with all of those things. I've transported no foreign across the country with U.S. Marshals watching my back as I did
it. Oh, my God, it was you. It was you, wasn't it, Clayton?
No, it was not me.
Just messing with you.
No, I'm retired, number one. I can't even go on Discord. I'm familiar with that platform. Sure. I'm a gamer as well, but I'm just reading through this going, wow, I can see so many connections. So I want to find out who this is.
Yeah, so why is it that you want to know who it is? I'm curious, too, but I'm curious why I'm curious.
Because I see connections between this and what's going on with, say, the Biden administration. And those documents found in there, and the Trump administration, and the documents that he took.
Right. Interesting. If you had to guess who it was, or what kind of person this is, who would you say?
Military officer, young, probably a captain or less, or could possibly be a member of, say, a CIA, intelligence or a CIA agency.
Why do you think he made the decision to leak the information?
Showing off.
You think it's just, that's all it is? It's just like flashy?
Really, I think that is, at least that is a major factor in it.
Yeah.
But as I'm reading through it, they try to make it this guy out to be a conservative gun nut, talking God and all this other stuff. And yeah, there is a possibility that they talked about all of those subjects. But it doesn't make them conservative gun nuts.
Right.
And that's why I want to find out more about this person, because, who are they? It's the Washington Post that's making them out to be this, but I want to see who this person is. It's going to come out. Those documents, I know enough about them that they're going to trace it back. It's already came out. They can trace it right back to the printer.
Yeah, I'm sure they know who it is.
Right back to who sent the order to the printer.
Right. Well, one of the things that's interesting about this leak versus the Snowden stuff is, I think you might be right. I think you might be onto something. I think your gut is pretty smart regarding the motive here. Like, maybe he was just showing off to his friends. But the Snowden thing was really sort of like an altruistic self-sacrifice sort of, you know, take the bullet move, right? He's had to seek asylum in Russia. He had to leave his country, and he really seemed to have done what he did because he was in fear for what these behaviors meant for his country. But with these leaks, it seems like there's a different motive. Do you think that's a real difference there?
Yes. I think, yeah. Like you said, I think this was more accidental intentional than intentional. With Snowden, he got those, threw them up on WikiLeaks, and then bailed the country when the heat was on him.
Right.
And with this, we're going to find out this kid might have already bailed the country.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
It's all over the news. So there's a good chance that whoever it is not in the country anymore.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Clayton. I really do appreciate it. I want to hear next from Tin Man in Texas. Tin Man, what's going on?
What's up, Chase?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, good. I was just calling because, you were talking about this Washington Post article, and, you know, it's pure propaganda. We've been getting blasted with this since the beginning of the war. You know, I got to call out my Gitter people. Yeah, I've been kicked out of the chat so many times, I changed my name to Putin in there. But, you know, it's pure propaganda. There's no way Ukraine is winning. They have to beg the world to get anything, you know. All their military is coming from around the world. All Russia has to, they don't even have to use a plane to get a tank to the front line. They don't need anything. They can just walk it right there. They have like a 24-hour rotation, you know. There's no way Ukraine's winning. So I don't believe this, you know, it's pure propaganda. Anything you hear from the mainstream media. It's why it's good to have shows like InfoWars, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for your support, and for calling in to talk about it. I'm curious to know what you think about, the reporting on the whole Russian offensive altogether. If you remember in the beginning of the war, the media basically said that Russia thought it was going to be way easier than it ended up being, and they blew it, and it's not going well for them. They're still winning, but, you know, they're really accruing a lot of casualties. I'm sort of the opinion, and I don't know, this is just sort of my intuition, that Russia actually wanted this war to extend over some time, because Putin knew that the longer the war went on, the more pressure it would apply to NATO in terms of the resources that it would demand of NATO to help Ukraine, and the pain that Europe would go through over the winter without having access to some of the fossil fuel energy exports from Russia, things like that. A lot of these deals that we're seeing with, like, you know, breaking off of the dollar and these countries partnering up, buddying up with China and Russia, these deals have manifest recently. And if the war had been over too soon, then those negotiations never would have taken place. What do you think?
Absolutely. Look what's going on in Germany right now. They can't even meet their NATO numbers that they're, you know, for the equipment and stuff that they, you know, they're supposed to have on hand. It's you're exactly right. You know, it's also to weaken the West for, you know, Russia and China, you know, to take over the BRICS nations. The dollar is falling, and there's no doubt about it in my mind. It's over. You know, when Biden killed the petrodollar, that was the end of the dollar. The world doesn't need it anymore for, you know, energy. Energy is so important. It's an attack, you know, with Biden. There's so many things going on. It's ridiculous. But I do agree with you 100% on that. You know, like, you know, Germany as an example.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your call, man. Great thoughts, great feedback. I want to hear next from Toby in Virginia. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but I'm very intrigued to hear the story about your Putin shirt. Are you there? Looks like we're having a hard time getting connected. Not sure if he can hear me or not. So we'll go ahead and skip ahead to, actually, you know what? We've only got a minute left, so I'm not going to take a call yet because I want to make sure that every caller has a chance to really share their opinion and speak their mind. So what I'm going to do now is talk a little bit about Turbo Force Plus from InfoWars Life, and we'll take more calls at the end of the next break. More power, more strength, more energy. When it comes to regaining energy, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled products can give us a short boost, but the crash is always the strongest downside. And that's why our team of scientists worked with the InfoWars crew to create a powerhouse mixable energy formula. With the addition of Alpha GPC to our original TurboForce, we are taking TurboForce Plus to the next level. This advanced formula can help support increased focus and energy. With a sustained energy blend that contains amino acids for sustained energy metabolism and an herbal energy blend with very high levels of polyphenols and xanthine alkaloids for peak energy, TurboForce Plus is a force to be reckoned with. Make sure you check it out on InfoWarsStore.com. Get some for you and your family and your loved ones. Buy some for Mother's Day. Get your mom amped. InfoWarsStore.com. Stick with us. More calls next segment.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth, and they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last 6. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay 2 or 3 times. There's 4 or 5 other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal, folks. We are taking calls and breaking balls. We'll be taking more calls this segment. But the crew's taking a nap, so I'm supposed to wait a few seconds before demanding a call right off the bat. Are you guys ready to put Toby on? Are you ready? All right, Toby, let's do this. What's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great. How are you?
I'm good, man. X3, just, you already know. But, look, I got a bunch of InfoWars gear I usually wear.
Mm-hmm.
But since everything started, I've went balls to the walls with it, if I can, surely I can say that.
Yep.
My whole back window of my car, it's a giant picture of Putin, and it says, "Who's your Vladdy?" You know, I've got some Russian InfoWars stickers, Hillary Clinton, Epstein's last known, visitor, things like that on the back of my car, a Russian flag on it.
Yep.
The other day I wore a Russian shirt out with Putin on it. And this couple walks by me, and you can basically look and tell, because I'm in a pretty conservative area. You can look at them and tell they're conservative. You know, he's probably married, just his wife, she's pregnant. He walks by and you can tell it almost kills him. He looks at me and says, "Why you got a Putin shirt on?" I turned back to him and said, "Let me ask you, man, why do you not like Putin?" And he sat there and he thought for a minute, and then he said, "Well, it's a communist government." I said, "No, it's not, man." I said, "You sit here, if you don't trust the media, you're still believing the media." And then I said, "Well, are y'all Christians?" And this is what was crazy about it, though. As soon as I said that, his wife took over, went to push him away. She says, "Of course we are, honey." And I was trying to ask him, "Well, don't you think it's funny that our country's now trying to go to war with probably the biggest Christian Orthodox nation in the world, the only one not controlled by George Soros and the WEF?" And, you know, there's still, to me, there's still, I'm dead in the middle. I'm just common sense. I'm info warrior through and through, just on what's the truth. But people have been programmed so long that they can't even realize that they learned about the fall of the USSR in 1991. And then if you want to shame and say that Russia's a communist government now, then what are we? Because our vote don't count no more, and we all know that.
Yeah. Well, kudos to you for sporting Putin propaganda on your truck, man. That takes some courage to do that.
pull it up. Look, as a matter of fact, I'll ask this, and I'll let the next caller can pull this up. Grey Wolf, U571 at Twitter. Grey Wolf at U571 at Twitter, but with an E in the gray. Pull it up. You can go down. You can find my car, my house. I'm right on the main road. I got Russian flags, InfoWarriors flags, everything outside. But I want to know, because today is 150th day of being Russian, and I'm really hoping on 365th day of being Russian that I too may get put on Russian vodka bottle. So that's my end goal with that. So y'all have a good day and peace. God bless y'all. Bilbo, Clown Car, stay safe.
Thank you so much for your call. I really do appreciate it. You know, it is funny to think about. I'm no fan of Putin or Russia, generally speaking. I'm not, you know, antagonistic toward him either, but I know that he's committed his fair share of crimes against his people and things like that. But it's funny that the Russians are really the only ones who've been consistently fighting the Nazis since World War II. Now, you know, we did Operation Paperclip, where we took all the best ones and put them in our government, and now we're funding them with hundreds of billions of dollars. So who's the good guy here, right? I want to hear from Jay in FEMA Region 5. Jay, how are you, sir?
Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
All right, man. Well, hey, I wanted to talk about taxes today and potentially how we can get some of our tax money back. Now, I'll preface this by saying I am no legal expert, but real quick, if you go and you read, the only two laws that really are on the books are Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, where the Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, excises, and paid debts, and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. And then we all know about the 16th Amendment, so I won't read that off. But what I'm getting at here, and it really takes a legal expert to verify this for me, is that we pay taxes for a reason. And that reason is to pay off our debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. Well, it seems to me that the federal government has not actually lived up to their end of the bargain on that. That being the case, as with anything else in a capitalistic society that we live in, You should be able to get your money back when you pay for a service and the service is not fulfilled. So my whole thing there is because I've never seen anybody go at it from this angle, is why are we paying them then? Yeah, sure, we can sit here and we can say, well, we're not going to pay taxes anymore. But since they're not living up to their end of the deal, who's to say that we can't go after them for what they've taken from us for not providing the service that they are supposed to provide?
I'm so glad that you called. Because constantly on this show, on the internet, everywhere that I am, this is the question. The question is, all right, we know that everything's falling apart. We know that the globalists are trying to take over. We know that the government's totally corrupt. But what are we supposed to do about it? And no one's ever satisfied with the answer, because the answers are always really hard or less than exciting. The answers are usually things like make phone calls on behalf of a candidate you believe in, run for office, and stop paying taxes. You know, because if you look at every major social change that we've had in this country where it's actually been effective, with the exception of the Civil War, it's been through civil disobedience, right?
Like, yes, sir.
You look at the Civil Rights Movement, they did sit-ins until the politicians were confronted with the error of their ways and finally had to, you know, place bets or show their cards as to whether or not they believed in civil rights. They through civil disobedience, they pushed our leaders to have to face the dragon that was the problem that they were putting off. And frankly, I think you hit the nail on the head. Nothing's going to change unless millions of Americans refuse to pay their income tax. That's probably the next civil disobedience. And then the challenge with that is that if just a handful of people do it, then you just wind up getting locked up or liens on your house. But imagine if 3 million small business owners, I don't even know how many small business owners there are in the United States. I know there's more than 3 million, but imagine if 3 million small business owners all got together and just agreed, we're not going to pay income tax until the war in Ukraine is over. Bet you that war would be over pretty quick, don't you think?
Oh, sure. That's exactly what I'm getting at, man, because that's the whole thing. You know, here we are on the brink of nuclear war, and people can say that's, you know, hyperbole, but they're wrong. And we're paying taxes for our government pushing us into a nuclear war situation. So, I mean, I've tried emailing you guys through the show tips multiple times on this. If they go and they search through the show tips and search for what I call hashtag defund the Fed. I've tried covering it before, but I mean, that's really what it boils down to. We're paying these people, and Alex has said this multiple times, but we're literally paying these people to take us over. We are paying for our own demise. It has to be something to go against that. And like you say, I mean, yeah, sure. If, you know, 3 million people don't pay their taxes, you got to hit them where they hit you.
Yep.
And that's why I said, you know, essentially, could you essentially do a lawsuit, like a mass action lawsuit, where a mass amount of the American people say, you are not living up to the end of this bargain. You are literally putting us on the doorstep of destruction.
Yeah.
So therefore, we want our
Thank you for your call, Jay. I do appreciate it. We'll be taking more calls in the next segment. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock. at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. We're going to be taking more calls the rest of the hour and probably some into the third hour, too, because I'm really having fun hearing from you guys. A lot of great calls today. This might be one of my favorite all-time days of call-ins. Just great feedback. So make sure you call in 877-789-2539. At the end of the last segment, we had a great call in, and we were talking about what needs to be done in order to actually have an impact on what our government is doing, right? And we talked about taxes a little bit. And I've been on the show as a host a number of times and, of course, as a guest of Harrison's, the great Harrison Smith. And I've talked about this a little bit, but I want to show you this clip of a conversation that I had with Steve Bannon on my podcast some months ago, clip 7, about what you can do to make a difference.
I, Chase Geyser, actually feel like I can make an impact and change.
You're making an impact right now. Everybody can get engaged. Everybody can get involved. And people say, they go, oh, you know, if I was in the revolution, I'd be at Saratoga and I would be at Valley Forge. Or if it was the Civil War, I'd be right there at the wall at Gettysburg. Or World War II, I'd be storming the beaches of Normandy. Well, hold it. You can be that. Look at you. You start a show with absolutely nothing and you have thousands and thousands of listeners and you have force multipliers that send your content out. The reason I saw, even know who who you are is that I was somebody in my feed started sending me clips of your show. And I said, this is an interesting guy. So everybody can do that. You not just have a podcast. You can get engaged. You can become a school. We're taking over school boards. We're taking over canvassing boards. We're taking over election boards. We're taking over medical boards now. People are running that never even thought about it for town councils and county commissioners and state representatives. Now is the age of engagement. We're building an army of the awakened.
Now is the age of engagement. We are building an army of the awakened. So I encourage you all who are listening to actually make use of the download function on band.video of the different shows. If there's a particular show, whether it's Harrison's show, The American Journal, or Owen's show, or the Alex Jones show, there's a particular show where there's a moment that excites you. Download the episode and cut it really quick into a 30-second clip and post it on your socials. They can ban Alex Jones and they can ban InfoWars, but they can't ban you for simply posting a clip of a part of the show that inspires you. This is how you can be part of the army of the awakened. This is how you can be a small contribution to both InfoWars and the country. So I'm going to take more calls the rest of this segment, 877-789-2539. I want to hear from, let's see here, Alex in Florida on the evolution of Elon Musk. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure.
So when it comes to Elon, I saw his BBC interview, and it honestly, I loved it because, like you said, you know, words and actions do speak louder when they're in the right direction. And I feel like in the beginning, it was very easy to point fingers at him and say he's a bad guy. But as of late, ever since Twitter, ever since his outcries of AI, I think, you know, in the beginning, he was rich. He became one of the richest people in the world, and he wanted to progress something that he thought was going to be the future, something he thought was going to be great and a benefit. But as we've progressed into it, I think he now realizes, oh, this is actually detrimental. Oh, this actually can hurt everybody. And I feel like him having, you know, Twitter under his control again, despite the fact that he won't bring back Alex Jones. I don't know why, other than probably he knows it's career suicide. You know, the moment he affiliates himself in any form or fashion, even if he does like a reactivation of his account, let alone an interview with Alex Jones, that gives the entire world, all the globalists, all of our enemies, all the ammunition they need to go after him and, you know, just destroy him or try to. But I feel like him being a father and him realizing, you know, what it really is, and how close we are to losing everything and losing our country. I mean, he did call in to the World Government Summit, and he did, you know, tell them, hey, I think we need less world government. I think we need more individualism. I think that we need to preserve our culture and our history and our lineage. So when you look at everything, yeah, he's done some good, he's done some bad, but only time will tell. And I want to believe Elon Musk is a good guy, and that's just my take on Elon Musk. What do you think about it?
Yeah, great call and great feedback, and thank you so much for that. I totally agree with you, and I struggle, other than the fact that he won't bring Alex Jones back to Twitter, I struggle to think of instances in which Elon Musk has said or done something that I found appalling. I don't agree with everything he says or does, but nothing he's said or done has seemed intentionally malicious, right? One of the things that really turned me on to Elon Musk is at the beginning of the pandemic, when he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, they were talking about the pandemic, as everyone was at the time. And he mentioned that Tesla had something like 7,000 employees in China, and he's like, none of them have died of COVID. There's been no reported deaths. And so at a time when the entire media was just adamantly pushing this pandemic narrative, the dangers of COVID, how everything needs to be locked down, shut down, Musk was like, actually, it doesn't seem to be the case. And so I am reluctant to agree that the reason he won't bring Alex back is because he's afraid of blowback in terms of public image. I think that he actually won't bring him back because of what he said. I think his explanation is probably true. I just don't agree with it, right? He said that he didn't want to bring Alex back because he, you know, doesn't like anything that I don't know, exploits children or something like that. That was the accusation. And I won't get into any more detail on that, but I think he's absolutely wrong about his understanding of Alex. But I think that is actually what he's thinking. What do you think?
I can see it, but then that almost makes him hypocritical because of this whole point of having Twitter and having the freedom of speech platform. And unless he can prove without a shadow of a doubt that that's what happened, which you can't because there is no proof, then he should absolutely bring him back, even if he doesn't agree with it, because that's his whole premise.
Yep.
And I think the last point I have on Elon Musk and why I think sometimes it's a good thing that he does speak his mind is that right there. He does speak his mind. He tells people what's on his mind. He has his own opinions, and it reminds everybody that we are individuals in this collective game we call, you know, life. So that's one thing I think is a pro when it comes to him. But he needs to get over his hypocrisy, and he needs to just bring him back and at least give him a chance. And then moving forward, if Alex Jones violates the terms and agreements or violates anything that he deems, you know, unworthy of Twitter, then delete him. But time will tell all.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Thank you so much for your call. I think that is an example of Elon Musk being a hypocrite. But one of the things that's really important to me is, first of all, never to expect anyone to be perfect all the time. That's a mistake we make with all of our idols, I think. They say never meet your hero, right? For that reason. So I think that's something to consider. And the other thing that I really fundamentally believe is a person is better than the worst thing about them. So whatever the worst thing I've done is, whatever the worst thing you've done is, whatever the worst thing Trump has done, or whatever the worst thing even Joe Biden has done, a person is better than the worst. The average of who they are, of their character is greater than the lowest caliber act or thing that they've done. So this would be an example of something that Elon is doing that I feel is beneath him, not bringing Alex back. But I do believe that he's better than that. And I think for the vast majority of the time, Elon is outstanding and really an American hero, despite the fact that he wasn't even born in the United States. So we'll be taking more calls in the next segment. Before we get cut to break, I do want to mention the Turbo Force Plus again. I'm already to pour some in my water here. I'm really looking forward to it, actually. It's awesome. More power, more strength, more energy. I mentioned a couple of days ago that it lit me up like a Christmas tree. And I think I'm going to try to make it Christmas every day from now on, now that I've had a taste of Turbo Force Plus. So make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out Turbo Force Plus. It's now available at 25% off. It's the new and improved version of the famous Turbo Force, and I really do think you're going to love it. Stay tuned, folks.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. www.thegreatresetandwarfoftheworld.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour group that's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. Always an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I've been having a blast this morning. Probably the Turbo Force Plus. But what do I know? I want to start off this segment by playing a clip that kind of goes along with the motif of the conversation that we've been having this hour. We talked about what needs to be done in order to actually affect change with a caller a couple of segments ago. I showed a clip from my podcast with Steve Bannon where he talked about how we're building an army of the awakened. And now I want to show you another clip of when I was actually a guest with Harrison on this show. I'd like to play clip 8 on the Army of the Awakened now.
Steve Bannon often uses the expression, we're building an army of the awakened. If we want to make political change, you have to consider yourself a soldier in the army of the awakened, and you just have to figure out how to make content that goes viral and just push it constantly. Pull clips of Alex Jones, find 1 minute that's just gold, 30 seconds that's gold, cut it the right, crop it the right way, make the sound the right way, put the right music to it, pump it, find the right hashtags. There are apps for this, there are tools for this, and if we have an army of the awakened, then they won't be able to cancel us because it's decentralized.
All right, we're going to be taking some more calls. Make sure you fire up your phone and dial 877-789-2539. And while you're calling in, we're going to take a call from Andrew in New York. Andrew, what's on your mind today, man?
So some things are Elon. I want him to continue. Some things I definitely want him to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I like the SpaceX and all that stuff. I think that Q always said like he liked Elon because he's working with his Space Force. The major thing that's happening now is that Twitter's become Internet X. It's changed from Twitter to Internet X, but it's just called that for now. So it's going to function as Twitter, but what Internet X is it's similar to, the WeChat in China, which is run by a major company called Tencent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the everything app. And what that is, it's a major like surveillance tool. They put everything on the app, literally put CBDCs, all that type of thing. Like China's a major like surveillance state. Like people have to use like facial recognition, like just to like buy things and all that. So I would definitely say not get Twitter to be everything. Way too centralized. Definitely a surveillance tool. But yeah, there's certain things. I guess since the system is so for so long it's been such a globalist system, I guess to kind of blend in, you kind of have to, at least seem to be working with those types of technologies. But yeah, I'm kind of almost 50-50 on Elon, but yeah, definitely the Everything app is definitely definitely a major problem that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
They should be getting rid. I think they are going to be getting rid of the central banks. They're going to get rid of the Fed and all that stuff. Yeah, definitely CBDC is not good. The Everything app is definitely a no also. I think Twitter, it's been mixed. Also, I think he's been doing a good job with getting, the Twitter files out, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of, FBI, CIA, NSA type people that are in the algorithms of Twitter. That's kind of messed up still. Perkins Coie at least was with Twitter. I don't know if they still are. So, yeah, there's definitely still major problems at Twitter. But
yeah, I'm with you on that. But I think he's been a net positive though, and I appreciate your call. It's been a pleasure to speak with you, and your thoughts are solid, I think, on Elon Musk and Twitter. You know, regarding the surveillance aspect of Twitter, I have sort of a unique perspective because I run a small social media advertising business. So I run ads on Facebook and Instagram. If you've ever felt like your phone is listening to you, because of an ad you've seen, I may have made that ad. I've made lots and lots of ads targeting people based on their interests and behaviors. And you can look at the studies if you actually just do a Google search. Facebook knows more about you than your friends and family. They've done surveys where Facebook says what they think of a person. They answer questions regarding a person. And then they ask their friends and family the same questions to see if they know the answer. And Facebook knows more often than friends and family. Facebook knows when you are using the bathroom, based on your use cases. Facebook knows what websites you visit, when you visit them, because their pixel is installed on the vast majority of websites. So as far as surveillance is concerned, it's too late for privacy. We're never going to get that back. It's sort of like the old, I think it was a Benjamin Franklin quote where he says, a small leak can sink a great ship. I know people who spend hours a day trying to figure out how to maintain as much privacy and anonymity as possible. They use pseudonyms on social media. They use VPNs. They use software. They use certain browsers. They use any tool you can imagine to make sure that their camera isn't recording them, to make sure their phone isn't recording them. But if you forget one thing, then it's all moot. Right? Oh, you know, my phone's secure, my computer's secure, but I forgot the remote control that I use to operate my TV has a microphone in it for the voice activation feature. And so all these security measures that you do are now thrown out because your TV's been listening to you through the remote, right? So the point that I'm trying to make is, yes, it's possible. I'm sure that Twitter is being spied on by the intelligence community and is a surveillance tool, but I think we need to stop focusing so much on privacy, because that's just lost ground. We're never going to have our privacy back again, but that doesn't mean that we have to lose our freedom. And so that's sort of where my mind's at with that particular issue. Next up, I want to hear from Mel in Arizona. Mel, how are you?
I'm great, Chase. How are you?
Good.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. You know, no one
that's
in the world
right.
has said it more than me.
I absolutely agree. I sat with you for 4 hours listening to that. It was awesome. Anyway, I am going about how NPR left Twitter, which is kind of, you know, I see both sides of it, you know. It's kind of a move when things get hot, people leave and it tells you a lot about them. But then I also disagree with Elon. He's just making Twitter into his own, ridiculous, goofy little place by putting a moniker on their account. I mean, what are they supposed to do? I think it's pretty legitimate that they left because he goes into their account, puts that moniker on it. So
yeah, well, I think there's two ways that he could have gone with that, right? He could have either removed the state affiliated jargon from all of the state affiliated websites, so like RT, for example, says Russian right. state affiliated media, or he could apply it equally, right? Because it's hard to say that NPR isn't influenced by the federal government when it's funded by the federal government. So I just kind of wish that Twitter wouldn't even have done it to begin with, but I'd rather have him do it all the way than halfway or none of the way at all. What do you think?
Yeah, I agreed with that. And now they can kind of turn it into this victim kind of boycott thing, like, look what they did to us, and, you right. know, we had to leave because of that. And that kind of brings me over to...
But everybody's listening to InfoWars. Nobody's listening to NPR, yeah. so they can say whatever they want. It's like shouting into a cavern.
That is very true. That is very true. And people listen to Joe Rogan, and I'll just bring up how Joe Rogan basically is trying to, I don't know, you know, is he with the InfoWar or not? Because he basically said this morning, drank a Bud Light and said that he thought it was goofy and crazy that people are boycotting Bud Light.
Yeah, I mean, Joe's a funny guy because he says like the silliest things ever. He's sort of anti-state and regulation, but then he's like, but I'm going to endorse Bernie Sanders. It's like, okay, yeah, man, he's hell of a guy, but not necessarily consistent, right?
Yeah, we're in an info war, and with all the information that's coming, I mean, it's story after story, and someone said InfoWars is like Fox News, but it is. It's like we're ADD, and finally there's an issue that millions of people are rallying around. We're seeing the effect of it. It's giving power to people to speak back about one small issue, and then people, you know, are just trying to destroy that. And so I think, you know, it tells you a lot. So that's my comment on that.
Well, thank you so much, Mel, for your call. I really do appreciate it. And we are going to be taking more calls into the third hour. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. Shout out to the Getter chat. I love the Getter fam over there. The InfoWarriors are absolutely outstanding there. I want to hear from some of those guys too. But let me know what you think about Elon Musk, Twitter, artificial intelligence, all the things that we've been going over this morning. And how you think that this is going to play out. I'm very, very curious to hear your thoughts on that. Make sure you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Support the InfoWar effort. Get something for yourself. Get something for your family and friends. Get something for Mother's Day. I'm going to be drinking some Turbo Force Plus during this break. For the next segment, lightning. Stick with us, folks.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist, and I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is, the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock. discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. I'm your guest host today, Chase Geyser, filling in for the great Harrison Smith. I absolutely love filling in and doing this. This is one of the highlights of my life when I get to have this experience and be with you and take your calls. The only thing I don't like about it is that I don't get to watch Harrison host The American Journal. So I'm anxious for him to get back, but we're all very happy for him and his new baby daughter. So congratulations to Harrison, and we love you and can't wait to have you back. I want to take more calls in this segment. This is a short little segment. We just got a few minutes. I want to hear from Lauren in California. Lauren, how are you today?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Hey, I was just calling. I've been listening. I love the music you guys play in between each, each break or coming back to break. You and Harrison and Anethan on Jones's show. I feel like you guys should put a channel on band.video that's all of the songs that you guys play commonly, because I'm like listening stuff going, oh my God, I need to listen to this song, and searching for it on YouTube by just like lyric or something.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for that feedback. I don't know if there's like a Spotify playlist or anything like that. Do you guys have anything set up in the back that I can share with her? I'll let you know if they do. But
well, like, I mean, most of it, I'm like you play some cool electro type stuff.
Okay.
And Hurts in My Morning Jacket, Interpol, Jones mm-hmm. plays Ministry all the time. Just some really cool stuff. And I mean, you know, it's like I said, I can Google most of it, but I just love all the cool music in between, and I wanted to give you guys kudos, kind of lighten up
awesome.
The info war mood.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. And by the way, I just want to let you know that on the screen now is the American Journal Spotify playlist. So you can check that out. It does exist. You can follow it, and that might make it easier for you to find the songs if you like them.
Cool. Thank you. I will. And yeah, you're doing great. It's always fun to see new faces, even though, of course, we all love Harrison.
Of course. But absolutely. Thank you for your call. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
So
bye.
One of the things I want to say, this just reminds me about Spotify, is I've been doing my podcast for almost 2 years now, and I've had a number of videos of interviews taken down from YouTube. I did one with Steve Bannon that they ripped. I think they ripped that one. They definitely ripped the one I did with Roger Stone. And a number of other videos. They actually took off and gave me a strike for a podcast I did a couple of weeks ago with Harrison Smith. And of course they're all on Rumble. But one of the things that I really noticed and really appreciated as I've been uploading this sort of controversial political content that sort of toes the line of whether or not it's a violation of terms and service agreements on these platforms, is that Spotify has never taken any of my podcasts down. And most of my podcast listeners are on Spotify, actually. It's like Spotify, then Apple, and then YouTube. And so it's interesting to me that Spotify just never takes anything out. I don't know if the listeners just don't report it, but you can watch the video and listen to it on Spotify, but they've never taken it down. They've been absolutely great about it. And I know there was some controversy with Spotify regarding taking down some of the Joe Rogan episodes, but I don't really think that was Spotify. I think that was actually Joe's call to take down some of the more controversial episodes after that issue with that compilation video that was made with Rogan using a slur. He took down a bunch of controversial content. But kudos to Spotify for not taking us off the platform. In the next segment, I am going to be taking more calls. Make sure you fire up your phone and call in 877-789-2539. I'm going to show you in the next segment, not this segment, but in the next segment, I'm going to show you an interesting ad that I came across this week that I thought was very, very alarming. I found a real ad, and for the first time in years, it's an ad that has no minorities in it, features exclusively white people, And stay tuned because I want you to see what that ad was for. 877-789-2539 and visit InfoWarsStore.com. Get something for yourself and give something to the InfoWar effort.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. We're going to be taking more calls this segment. As I mentioned at the end of the last segment, I saw a very interesting ad recently, and it features only white people. Go ahead and play clip 10. Show the audience.
Last breaths are sacred. When I imagine my final days, I see bubbles. I see the ocean. I see music. Even now, as I seek help to end my life, there is still so much beauty. You just have to be brave enough to see it.
First ad in years featuring only white people is for euthanasia. Huh. I want to know what you think about that. In the meantime, I'm going to take in a call from Sean in California. It looks like Sean disagrees a little bit about privacy. I thought there might be a caller that disagreed with that. What's going on, Sean?
Yeah, good morning, Chase. You know, you kind of have said that with remote controls, what have you, the right privacy is dead. You got a point. But when patriots are meeting up and getting together, they need to have that right to privacy. That right's in the Constitution for
sure.
A reason.
Sure.
To give a good example, the feds knew where Lavoie Finicum was heading. That's how they set up an ambush for him when he went to go meet a church up there at the Mueller standoff in Oregon. More recently, Donald Trump's court case was leaked, and that's what began the whole kerfuffle we're currently dealing with. So the right to privacy is one that we should protect. These folks eventually want to have us chipped because they want to be inside our body where even our own thoughts won't be our own. So folks need to protect that. And to bring it up to speed, InfoWars may or may not have them in stock. We'll have to check the store. But I've purchased a red and a black version of your privacy pouches. So there are times and places and ways that, privacy. And as I talked to Harrison last time, Bivens' decision, when patriots meet together, you invoke that, ask Robert Barnes about it. And these feds can't use anything you discuss against you. But you guys want more information, national-assembly.net. You'll learn more about your constitutional rights and how to get some documents to these folks, which if they know you're coming, they're not going to be present when you serve them with a writ, with a subpoena, or whatever else you need. So think about that, folks. You got to protect your right to privacy because eventually it goes down to free thought. If they can know what your thoughts are, you know, they will know whether you're with them or whether you're an opposition, and then they will take away maybe your right to vote, your right to health freedom, maybe your right to food or water. So there's bigger implications than just, let's toss out a remote control or, open up a cable box. This is a big issue. And Chase, I would not be dismissive that it's disappeared yet. This is going to be on the forefront the next few years, especially with the apps and the chat GPT, all these things are put in our phones. Mm-hmm. What do you think, brother?
Yeah. Well, Sean, I really appreciate your feedback on that. And I just want to kind of clarify my point a little bit. Perhaps I was sloppy in the way that I expressed it. I absolutely believe that the right to privacy is sacred. I think that we as human beings are born with inalienable rights. Among them is the right to privacy. I am simply saying that I think that right at this juncture may be irrevocably violated. I don't see a path, a practical path of how we can actually maintain our privacy, even though we have the right to it. What do you think, Sean?
That comes down to local level, whether it's city council, county board of supervisors, get your people together and get them to remove those traffic lights. A good example of that scam, by the way, here in Riverside, California, we had them removed because they would not produce the photos of people going through those lights when they would give them tickets. They said it was a company secret, and the company's based in Australia, so they would not comply with turning over that evidence. So all those traffic tickets got reversed. People wound up basically showing that for a scam and getting them removed. So if people push back, stuff happens. But people have got to organize and do it. You got to quit being afraid. That's the first step. Don't have false evidence appearing real or false education appearing real. However you want to spell fear out, don't let fear govern your actions. Walk with God, walk boldly, and hey, get something at InfoWarsStore.com. Help you on that journey. All yours, brother.
Thank you so much for your call, Sean. I really do appreciate your points there. I think that's really important what you had to say. And I do encourage everyone to get the privacy pouch at InfoWarsStore.com. All the products there are great. This is my favorite t-shirt of all time. Alex Jones was right. It's a classic. Don't be afraid to wear it. Share it. I want to take a call now about the IMF from Joe in Corpus. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, man. What's up?
So this kind of puts all the world central banks kind of in a lump. They've created a new organization starting down from the Bank for International Settlements, the World Bank, the IMF. And this new piece is actually called the New Global Sovereign Debt Roundtable. And over the last few weeks, they've been holding G20 meetings that you haven't seen anywhere on the news. You haven't seen Joe Biden at those G20 or any announcement that anyone's there. You heard about Yellen and maybe Powell being at meetings, but not what they were for. And so this is how to handle the overwhelming debt situation and how to restructure those debts, not only in the West, but how the greatest creditor on the planet, China, now has surpassed all financial world central banks as a debt holder for everybody. They outweigh everyone. And how to tie China into the emergence of the cryptocurrency and the government, and how you exchange between the BRICS and the West. So you have a brand new financial institution falling somewhere beneath the World Bank and the IMF, controlled by the Bank for International Settlements, having G20 meetings about the world debt and nothing. Bupkis. You don't see anything on it. Zero. Having to do at the same time as we're introducing an April and May and then July U.S. currency through the federal government. You know, there are no coincidences, right? So you could just imagine what this is really all about.
Thank you so much for your call, Joe. I'm going to look more into that myself. That's very, very interesting. I'm glad that you called in and pointed that out for the audience as well. We've only got a couple of minutes left in this segment, so I want to hear from Wayne in Texas with those last 2 minutes. Wayne, how are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, Chase?
I'm great, man. What's up?
Hey, so I'm going to go a little bit of a different direction. I was going to talk about AI, but I'm being led to share a different message to the army of not the awakened, but the awakening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the message is this. It says, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when the eye is single, the whole body is full of light, and Christ is that light. Christ is that light that Abraham believes in his heart and is counted to him for righteousness. that same righteousness that is imputed also to all who believe God, when he tells Abraham to tell the archaeological mound of stars in the heaven, so shall his seed be. Christ is that light that Abraham sees in the stars that Paul writes of when he writes of when he says, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, like a star. So it says, be ready, friends, as we know not when the last trumpet will sound. So be sound in faith. Do not be idle, friends, and labor in love to earnestly covet the best gift, the free charitable gift of Christ, who in faith, being crucified, gave the tithe of his life, the Holy Ghost, for us to recall, to witness his life in the faith in us, and ours in his. And that's the message, man, because we live in a time to where we know that God's the Father of spirits and the God of the living. And we know that Christ says, let the dead bury the dead.
Mm.
So the devil, we're at a point in time where the devil's bringing that rolling accusation. And like the scribes did, where they said Christ had a devil because Abraham's dead and the prophets are dead, which includes Moses, right?
Yeah.
But God buried Moses.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Wayne. I do appreciate it. We're going to go to a break now. I'll be taking more calls in the next segment. But on that note, I really want to encourage all the listeners here today to remember that Good Friday was an inside job.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforce Plus is great. Rainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible.
So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. I'm going to be taking more calls this hour. Usually I try to have a guest in the third hour, but sometimes I just want to talk to you guys. You ever feel that way? Call in 877-789-2539. Appreciate Wayne at the end of the last call. Sharing some light there. I want to hear from Jay in Nevada. Jay, what's going on, man?
Hey.
What's up?
Hi. So, you were talking about commercials.
Yeah.
And I buy a lot of your products there. And like I said yesterday, I was on here yesterday and I wouldn't have called, but you were talking about commercials.
Yeah.
And like my favorite commercial is Alex Jones, where I'll chop them up and hang them up and gut them and eat them and I'll eat my neighbors. And for my wife, she's all nervous because, you know, with all that's going on, she's nervous. And I said, well, we got food and we got seeds and we got land and we got neighbors and we know which ones are vaccinated and which ones aren't vaccinated. But we got to see if the info store has a Jeffrey Dahmer cookbook, because that's the one thing that I'm missing. So I think Alex should put something out there online, some kind of a cookbook for cooking your neighbors. But maybe he can go to Africa and run into those cannibal people, and maybe they can give him some advice.
I love it. I think that he should do a reality cooking show.
Yeah.
Where he's a judge.
But no. He's a judge, yeah.
Can you imagine him on Chopped? Yeah. Where's this globalist cuisine? I tasted adrenochrome. Way too much adrenochrome.
Way too, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your call.
I'm happy for Harrison. I can't believe I've been listening long enough to hear that he's had two children. God bless him.
Yeah,
and you've been a good second host there. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. You know, it's hard to fill in for Harrison because Harrison is so talented and so experienced. And I know that everybody that listens to this show really loves him, but I'm doing my best to keep the ball rolling so that when he comes back, he's still got you guys here ready to listen to him, and he'll be back soon. He's just spending time that he needs to spend with his family as his new baby's born. So I appreciate your call. I really do. And you know, it's interesting that you mentioned how your wife's anxious because of all the stuff going on. My wife's the same way. And we showed some clips yesterday of Donald Trump speaking with Tucker Carlson about the nuclear threat versus the climate threat. And just so the crew's ready, I want to let you know, I'm going to ask for clip 9 here in a second. It's so true that nuclear destruction, a nuclear exchange, the nuclear threat is more of a threat to us than climate change. And I've often been bewildered by how serious the left seems to be about climate change, preaching that the apocalypse is around the corner. In the wise words of Jim Morrison, we were playing some Doors songs in the first hour today, the future's uncertain and the end is always near, right? So why is it that they push the climate change so much? I've had different theories. Maybe they're just misguided. The other one is maybe they are trying to push climate change because they know that green energy would cripple Russia's economy since it's dependent on exporting fossil fuels. But I had Alex Epstein on my podcast recently. He wrote a great book called Fossil Future. I want to show you clip 9 from that conversation.
The anti-capitalist movement in the 60s, they were really reeling from the practical failure of communism, which they had previously claimed would outproduce capitalism and would be this industrial success. The Soviet Union was just totally failing. You know, people were starving. You have, of course, what's happening in China. Basically, the left, they had to choose between anti-capitalism or industrial production. No, instead, they chose anti-capitalism. But they needed a new objection to capitalism because it couldn't be, well, it's not productive, because clearly it's productive and communism isn't. So it was, oh, it's environmentally bad. The people focused on that and not focused at all on the evils of communism were not humanitarian.
How dare you?
The decision to continue to oppose capitalism reveals a lot of the anti-humanism of collectivism.
If you haven't read his book yet, Fossil Future, I highly recommend that you read it. He really did convince me that this whole climate change thing has been an intentional lie from the left in an effort to subvert any argument favorable to capitalism. This is commie stuff. And we talk a lot about communism. We talk a lot about globalism. And really, they're the same thing, because communism cannot survive on its own. It's not productive. It's not efficient. And so it constantly has to exploit to sustain itself. And in order to exploit to sustain itself, it has to expand. And the only way that it can successfully expand is through globalism. So globalism really is a manifestation of Marxism, of leftism, of communism. These people that want the whole world to unite and that want all of power to be conglomerated are leftists. They're communists, they're Marxists, and they are globalists, and they lie at every angle that they possibly can, every point they possibly can, in order to perpetuate the possibility of their desired outcome, which is total global control. I'm going to take more calls now. Make sure you call on 877-789-2539. Next up, I want to hear from Jennifer in Pennsylvania. Jennifer, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much, and congratulations to Harris on his new little princess.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm calling in to talk about how all branches of government have been compromised, and yet we don't see our military stepping in.
But not the DMV.
And, the DMV.
Yeah, the DMV.
Well, you could wait 2 months to get your license at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just teasing you.
You know, so they're not doing much. I mean, and you know, we have people, you know, wandering around in America right now wondering, what can I do to help the situation? Well, there's a lot that we can do. And I do it every week. Every weekend, I set a goal and I go out and do it. So this last weekend, I made this is 5G tower signs, and I put it on every 5G tower in my town.
You walked up to 5G towers?
Yep, I went and stapled it on all the 5G towers in my town.
Wow.
Because people don't know what these 5G towers are. When they see them, they don't recognize that that's what that tower is.
Right, right.
So I went around and stapled signs. I filed a lawsuit against the Democratic Party in the state of Pennsylvania with a group of other people, and you know what? We won. And so they had to recount the ballots, but they were sneaky. Instead of hand recounting the ballots, they decided to run them back through the machines, which absolutely did nothing.
Wow. Well,
but the point being is we need to get out there, and the little bit that you can do, everybody needs to get off their couches and get out there every week and do something. I don't care if you're calling, you're going to a little gathering, if you're standing outside your local courthouse screaming from the top of your lungs with a little sign. I mean, we got to do something.
You're absolutely right. I appreciate your call, Jennifer, and thank you for actually getting out and doing something to fight for this country and what you believe in. If everybody acted as Jennifer acted, then we wouldn't have the problems to the extent that we have them today.
And the homeschooling issue. I want to talk about the homeschool thing. All right, everybody's worried about the transgender thing in the school. The school receives federal funding for each child that goes to a public school.
Right.
So, people, you need to just take your kids out of these public schools and homeschool them. Me and my husband made that sacrifice. I quit my job as a machinist. He went and got a new job. We removed our kids from public school. That's what we all need to do.
Thank you so much for your call. I really do appreciate it, Jennifer. Good advice there. Make sure you're the one raising your kids and not the state. Stick with us. We'll be right back after this break. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner, with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political Prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you. That's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We shall. The Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group, that's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is, you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. Let me take in more calls this segment. Really been enjoying everybody calling in and sharing their ideas. Thanks again to Jennifer for calling in and letting us know that she's getting out and doing something about what she believes in and for emphasizing the importance of considering homeschool. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. You know, I saw the ad during the break, or I listened to the ad during the break of Alex Jones talking about his book, The Great Reset, which I have a copy of, and it is absolutely an astounding book. It is a great book. And I know that you InfoWarriors out there are privy to what is really going on in the world with the globalists, with the World Economic Forum, with Klaus Schwab, and the Great Reset. But I highly encourage you to pick up that book at InfoWarsStore.com. And I actually made a video a while ago about who Klaus Schwab really is. He's someone with a history that is shrouded in mystery. And so I want to have you take a look here at clip 11, and feel free to share it with anyone. We're gonna pull it up in a little while. Feel free to share it with anyone once we play it, and really spread the word about what this Great Reset is. But before I play this clip, I want to take another call. I want to hear from Tony in Wisconsin. Tony, how are you?
I wanted to call in and point out that DNA force contains nattokinase that Peter McCullough had said is effective against the clot shot. And turbo force, very happy about that. I loaded up on 10 of those. And then there's PMS guard on Dr. Jones Naturals, which my wife loves that. Really helps her out. Let's see. So we spend a lot of time going on about the deep state and the globalists and whatnot, which, you know, yeah, that's a pretty big deal. But now we're losing sight of the cartels and what China's got going on with them and drones and whatnot. I think you guys should have Mel Kay on along with Laura Logan. I think those are a couple of wise people that would make excellent guests.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your call. I do appreciate that. And maybe before the end of the hour, we can get a Laura Logan clip up. I do have some content with her because she did come on my podcast at one point in time. She is a phenomenal woman, a talented journalist, and really a force to be reckoned with. Now I want to show you that Klaus Schwab video that I mentioned before the previous call. Clip 11. Take a look, guys.
Who is Klaus Schwab? Klaus Schwab is the founder of the World Economic Forum, which created the Great Reset Initiative. The WEF infamously stated that by 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Despite Klaus Schwab's vast network of global leaders, his past has remained a mystery. To get an idea of his background, let me tell you about his dad. Eugene Wilhelm Schwab moved from Switzerland to Germany in order to assume the role of director at Escher Weiss AG. The company supplied turbines and flamethrowers to the Nazis. As well as played a key role in research for a Nazi nuclear weapon.
How do we master and how do we construct this new type of globalization?
One quick story I want to cover with you guys. This just in, just from about 30 minutes ago on Gizmodo. Suspect in Cash App founder's murder has been arrested. I'm not sure if you use the Cash App. A lot of people switched over to the Cash App after the recent PayPal controversy regarding their terms of service. They said that they were going to do things like fine users if they had been found to use misinformation anywhere on social media or online. They reserve the right to do so. And of course, a lot of people left PayPal after that and Venmo, which is owned by PayPal, and switched over to the Cash App. And I think another reason why a lot of people switch over to Cash App is because Joe Rogan is involved with Cash App in some way or the other. And he talks about it a lot on his podcast. The police have made an arrest in the murder of Bob Lee, 43, the tech executive and co-founder of Cash App, who was found stabbed to death in downtown San Francisco last week. Big surprise there. Mission Local reports that police were recently dispatched to Emeryville, California, another Bay Area city, to arrest Nima Momeni, who is described as the owner of Expand IT and a man Lee purportedly knew. According to the outlet, police have said that Lee's murder was neither a robbery attempt nor a random attack. Instead, it is alleged to have been the result of a fight between the two men as they were riding together in Momeni's car in the early hours of April 4th. This murder just happened a couple of weeks ago. And I can't imagine what kind of fight you'd have to be in with somebody that you're riding with in the car that it would result in a stabbing. I've spent a lot of time in cars with friends, driving around. I grew up in the Midwest, and that was one thing that we would do is just drive from one side of the town to the other, listening to music, that sort of thing. And I never once thought that I was going to stab the guy that I was hanging out with. Police told Mission Local that Mumeni and Lee were driving together through downtown San Francisco on the night of Lee's murder and that they were traveling in a car registered to Mumeni. At some point, a fight is said to have broken out inside the car, which potentially continued after Lee exited the car. This allegedly culminated in Mumeni stabbing Lee multiple times. A knife was recovered near the crime scene. Prior to his death, Lee was a well-known tech executive who, in addition to founding Cash App, worked for a number of large tech companies, including Jack Dorsey's payment platform Block. Knee square. Lee's death set off a wave of chatter online and in the media about San Francisco's crime problem, but a personal relationship between Lee and Mumeni may undermine that narrative. Gizmodo reached out to the San Francisco Police Department for confirmation of Mission Local's details, and will update this story if they respond. Well, I just think that's really interesting. I don't know what to make of that. Obviously, there's a lot of unanswered questions there, but it's not every day that a tech executive of a major payment processing platform is spontaneously murdered in a car by an acquaintance. This all in the context of the fact that the Fed expects banking crisis to cause a recession this year, as minutes of their meeting show. Well, who would guess? Banks are shutting down. Payment processor co-founders are getting murdered. Inflation's high. And a recession is already underway. It's not coming, folks. It's here. I want to take a call before we go to break. I'd like to hear from Hobbs in Nebraska. Hobbs, how are you today?
Hey, good morning, Chase. Good morning, Info Warriors. It's your boy Hobbs, the Roads to Liberty podcast. Check us out tonight at 9 p.m. Central on Rumble and YouTube for This Week in Clown World. So I called in with two topics. Now I got three. On the instance of privacy, I had the great pleasure of speaking with John McAfee before his untimely alleged death. And he said, he really black-pilled me. I had a whole half-hour interview lined up, and in the first 5 minutes, he shot the legs right out from under it by saying, if you've been on the Internet, your privacy is pretty much nuked, and there's nothing you can really do about it as a normal person, which, yeah, kind of a black pill, but I guess that's to be expected. Yesterday, you asked whether the people in charge are stupid or evil, and the answer to that question is yes. It's both. The people that we see, the front-facing elements of it, are stupid. Joe Biden is stupid and senile. Kamala Harris is stupid. The people pulling their strings, the Klaus Schwabs, the Larry Finks, and all these people, and I assume the people above them, the names that we don't know, because the fact that we know who Larry Fink and Klaus Schwab, et cetera, are, the fact that we know their names, tells me that they're probably not in charge of anything. Mm. Those people are evil. And the third thing I wanted to talk about was you said earlier that the Constitution is just a piece of paper. Amongst the libertarian circles, there's...
Stick with us. I want to hear more from that, Hobbs. Stay on the line. I'll let you finish that thought after this break.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner. with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, folks. More calls in this segment. I want to let Hobbs in Nebraska finish the thought that he was expressing at the end of the last segment. Hobbs, you were talking a little bit about my comment on the Constitution being perceived as just a piece of paper by the left. What were you going to say?
Actually, if you could put me back on hold real quick, I'm talking to my supervisor about something.
No problem. Tell your supervisor we say hello. Hopefully he's enlightened as to the crises that we are facing as a nation and is an info warrior himself. While that's going on, I'm going to go ahead and play this Laura Logan clip because we had a caller call in the last segment mentioning they would like to have Laura Logan on as a guest on InfoWars. And I've actually spoken to her, and she has she expressed some really good ideas over the course of a two-minute clip from that conversation. So go ahead and fire up clip 12.
They want to demonize work. And what is work? Work is the basis of the American dream. What is the American dream based on? If you were not born rich and you weren't born connected to anyone and you weren't born in the right circumstances in any way, you don't have any of the advantages in life, but you work hard. That's the American dream, that anyone can rise. You can improve your situation. You can go from, you know, the lower classes to the middle class, or lower middle class to upper middle class, or from the middle class into the upper class. You know, you have this upward mobility. What is that? That's hope. You have hope that you can improve your situation. And all it really takes is integrity and honesty and hard work. Well, hard work has now been demonized, right? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't work hard. We want people to go to college and study things that don't actually make them employable. And they become activists. The only way out of this is the truth. That's what we need. We need the whole truth. Whether we like the truth or don't like the truth, it really doesn't matter. Does it serve this party? Does it serve that party? This politician, that politician? It doesn't matter. We now know that the Clinton campaign worked with the Russian, with Russian government spies and others, paid for disinformation to subvert an American, election and administration, a legally elected president, and so on.
It was literally an insurrection attempt. That's what baffles me. That was literally an insurrection attempt. It was a lie. And they tried to totally unseat one of the three branches of government with that lie. How is that not an insurrection?
No, it's treason and sedition is what it actually is. That's the law. If that was Trump who did that or some other Republican, I would want the truth just as much as I want it now.
That's Laura Logan for you, speaking the truth about how important the truth is. And I think that's the main reason why the left is so antagonistic toward Elon Musk, because they know that if Twitter is censorship-free or dramatically censorship-reduced, then that means it is a platform with wide-scale use that can actually tell the truth. And all it takes is one major platform that tells the truth to totally unseat the narrative. That's why they go after Alex Jones so hard, because here at InfoWars, live streaming every day on band.video, is a beacon of truth. And as long as there is one light that shines in the darkness, then there is no darkness. We're going to be taking more calls this segment. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. We might be able to squeeze you in before the end of the show today, before the Alex Jones show begins at the top of the hour. In the meantime, let's take a call from Omar in California. Omar, what's up?
Hello, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing dandy, brother. I'm almost done with my Ramadan. I'm Muslim. I'm from Yemen. And I just want to let you guys know, you know what? The vitamin mineral fusion, along with the fasting that we do for 30 days, I mean, that stuff is like, I don't even feel like I'm fasting. I don't even feel hungry at all. I don't even feel thirsty.
Wow, that's amazing. It's a major loophole to the suffering you're supposed to experience.
Yes, and about the time when we break our fast is at about 7:30 when the sun goes down, and we eat, you know, it's a tradition where we eat a couple of dates first. Because the dates provide you with the fibers that your stomach needs, or something to do with the stomach. And right after that, I push it down with some vitamin mineral fusion, and I don't want to eat nothing after that. I don't know, man. This stuff is, whoa.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know. I encourage everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com and pick from any of these great products. I do want to take, go ahead, Omar, one more thing.
Oh, okay. I just want to talk about something else.
Sure.
You know, when I was in Yemen this last time, it was a few years, it was actually several years back in 2013. And it changed a lot, and people's attitudes were like, I think the fluoride was kicking in, because I know they put fluoride in the water out there a lot, and they were careless, you know, they weren't as religious as they used to be when I was younger, 20 years ago, and it's becoming heavy in crime, you know, a lot of things are going on out there, and it reminds me of out here now. Because out there, in the past, out there, you can never find a group of young people out there trying to rob an older guy, you know?
Right.
And now it's happening, you know? And it's like, I see that same stuff here now. These young people in California, like, they have no respect for older people. And I just want to say we, as InfoWarriors, as I know, because all of us listeners, we all have a sense of, most of them that I've met have respect for each other. You know, we have to lead by example. And, you know, these little things, like the other day I opened the door for an elderly lady in the bank and I gave her my seat, and people see that, you know, and that's the only way we're going to win is by doing what we do. Do not lower your standards to what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And kudos to you, Omar, for doing the right thing there and leading by example. Speaking of cross-generational assistance, I want to show you clip 13 of this video that I just saw posted on Citizen Free Press of Hunter helping Joe out.
Dad, you just got a question. What's your question?
What's the top step to success? Well, making sure that we don't all have COVID. What are we talking about?
What's the key to success?
You know what I found out the key to success is? And I'm not sure I'm the best guy to explain it. These guys can tell you. The key to success is whenever you disagree with someone, it's okay to question their judgment, whether they're right or wrong. But it's never okay to question their motive.
Just another example of Joe Biden embarrassing the entire country. We've just got a couple of minutes left in this segment, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to guest host this week. I will be back tomorrow filling in again for Harrison right here on the American Journal live at band.video. And we'll be taking calls in the second hour. Not sure if we're going to have a guest in the third hour or not yet. But before I see you tomorrow, I want to make sure to plug one more time the Turbo Force Plus from InfoWars Life. It's a more advanced formula for optimum focus and energy, now available for 25% off. So I am someone who loves anything that gives me energy and focus. It's something that I need. It's something that it's very important to me. And it's something that I struggle with like many of you likely do. And everything that I try has its perks and its downsides, whether it's coffee, whether it's energy drinks, whether it's anything else. But the downside is often too great for the upside. You get a little bit of a boost for a couple of hours, and then you're sort of worthless for the rest of the day. But it's different with Turbo Force Plus. It is a more advanced formula. It is an improvement on the original famous Turbo Force. With Turbo Force Plus, you get more power, more strength, more energy without the crash. It's real. And like Alex said, it really should be called 10 hour energy or something like that. So make sure you check it out at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get it for yourself. Get it for your friends and family. Get some for your mom for Mother's Day. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you so much for all of your calls. I look forward to hearing from all of you again tomorrow, and apologies to anyone in the queue who was unable to get through today as the lines were full, but you always have another opportunity to call in tomorrow. Make sure you stay focused, folks. God bless America.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.